Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a plan to increase state funding for local government by 10%, but the proposal has strings attached for the city of Milwaukee. It's Thursday, May 4th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Sean Johnson reports on a new bill that GOP lawmakers say would require hospitals to be transparent about their costs. And Joe Schultz has a story about a pilot program testing how agriculture can coexist with renewable energy. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a plan to increase state funding for local government by 10%. But Evan Casey reports that for the city of Milwaukee, the proposal comes with strings attached.
The plan would allow cash-strapped Milwaukee to impose a 2% sales tax, but the proposal says that money can only be used to pay off pension debt, and it would need to be approved by local residents through a referendum. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman says he doesn't believe voters will support the sales tax plan.
So it's no deal at all. They're offering us essentially nothing because the referendum is highly unlikely to succeed if it is linked to a pension bailout.
The bill also says any new program spending in the city must be approved by two-thirds of the Common Council. A top Senate Republican said state lawmakers are still debating whether or not to send the sales tax option to a referendum. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This week, the Republican-led Budget Committee cut 38 items from the governor's proposed education plan. One of the biggest cuts was a new proposal that would have provided school districts with money to create evidence-based mental health programs. Currently, schools depend on grant funding for those services. Monica Caldwell is a school mental health consultant with the Department of Public Instruction. She says the grants are critical, but not distributed equally.
And we now have a situation where some schools are growing really well in this area and others are not, and it's creating some inequities for our kids. So these inequities are amplified for students of color and LGBTQ students.
Caldwell said there is urgency in providing services. She cited a study released last year that found 1 in 3 high school students have considered suicide. The Republican-led legislature will spend the next several months rewriting the budget. It's not clear if mental health services will be readdressed. A group of Republican state lawmakers is introducing a plan that they say would force Wisconsin hospitals to be more transparent about how much they're charging for procedures. Sean Johnson reports.
The proposal would require hospitals to publish up-to-date prices for hundreds of procedures. The State Department of Health Services would be in charge of making sure that information is posted for free. Larger hospitals that don't comply could be charged up to $10,000 a day. State Senator Julian Bradley of Franklin says it would not apply to emergency services, but it would apply to what are called shoppable procedures.
That you can take the time to look forward to get scheduled, and to make the best decision for yourself. That's what this bill does, and that's why this is so important.
The state's hospital association opposes the plan. It notes that there's already a federal price transparency requirement and says this plan would only complicate and confuse that system. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Under a Republican bill that would change the way the state funds local governments, rural communities would see the largest percentage increase. GOP lawmakers are holding a public hearing today on a plan that would set new guidelines for distributing $227 million around Wisconsin. The Republicans who unveiled the plan said state funding has historically prioritized cities. That's because it's been distributed according to population size. The bill proposes a new way of calculating how much money a community can get. Larger cities, including Milwaukee, would see a 10% increase, while some small towns will see a several hundred percent increase. Philip Rocco is a political scientist at Marquette University in Milwaukee.
The effects of that increase are going to be felt much more strongly in some of the smaller communities that really turn out to be, at least in per capita terms, in terms of the size of their population, much larger winners.
The new funding would be pulled from the state sales tax. It would be earmarked for services like police, firefighting, and emergency medical services. And finally, some in the agriculture industry are concerned that the growth of renewable energy could increase the cost of quality farmland. As Joe Schultz reports, that's why some Wisconsin researchers are looking at ways the two can coexist.
Researchers say agrivoltaics could address those worries by using land for both agriculture and energy. It provides solar arrays with enough spacing and height for animals, crops, and farm equipment. UW-Madison is working on a pilot program at a facility near Stoughton. Josh Arnold is with the university.
The goal would be to create better outcomes to support both Wisconsin's rich agricultural history and its clean energy future.
The facility will be one of the largest agrivoltaics projects in the country when it's up and running, and will provide insight into how solar panels affect plant growth in the Midwest. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Of course, you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.